Well, hello, this is Andrea with Andrea's Book Blog. I'm sharing on this podcast program the latest and the greatest of what's happening in romance books, to paranormal books, and urban fantasy. I also talk about romance books that turn into film and cover a wide variety of things in between. And I'm sure there's something in there that you will enjoy and will learn from, hopefully, in this program. In today's program, I'll be interviewing the very talented two authors of Branded, Missy Kolosky and Abby Kittner. And they'll be talking to me about their next book and how they wrote their first book and what happened with the first book. And they're also going to be talking about the title of their second book. So I just can't wait for you to hear that and listen in on that interview. But first up, I'm going to talk about some book news. First thing I want to talk about, Christian Ashley. I don't know if you've heard of her. Christian Ashley is a great adult romance book writer. She specifically writes in this alpha male. And I started off reading her Heaven and Hell book and just got hooked. And I said, "What? I'm trying to figure out what else can I read of hers and what else can I read?" So then I started reading the Rock Chick series and the Motorcycle Man series, the Dream Man series, the Hero series, the Mountain Man series, the Vampire and Werewolf series. Enjoyed every single one of them. In particular, I really related to like the Rock Chick series, Motorcycle Man, Dream Man series, and Mountain Man. All those in the Hero series were all based in Colorado. And I know I didn't put this in my About Me, but I used to live in Colorado during my 20s and enjoyed it immensely. And I could relate a lot of the streets. So people that either lived in Colorado or from Colorado can hear about the actual places that she goes to. And of course, some of them are made up, but some of them, the street names and things like that and places they go are really true to the actual city. And the way that she writes, the type of writing that she writes, she'll have you cracking up. She'll have you going, "Oh my gosh." And I really thoroughly enjoy it. And I would consider myself not necessarily a rock chick, but I would consider myself more of an R&B chick. So I would be on the sidelines of the rock chicks because they are a wild bunch. But I really enjoy it. And her eighth and final installment of the Rock Chick series is releasing here soon. It's number 8. It's called The Rock Chick Revolution. And that is the Ren and Allie story. And you'll know, if you've read the series, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. They're both characters that have already been introduced. And that's another thing I like about Christian Ashley. She really integrates her characters in other series. So you'll be reading the the Motorcycle Man series. Oh, and recently I forgot to talk about the Chaos series. I can't believe I forgot that one. The Chaos series was a spinoff of the Motorcycle Man series. And so you get to hear what's going on with your favorite characters in past books. And the Mountain Man series has Ren and Allie in it too, the Breathe book. So definitely got to check out Christian Ashley. I'm hoping she writes something about Darius from the Rock Chick series. I'm going to put it out there. Hopefully she's listening or somebody's listening to hear their love story, his love story, because we haven't heard that on. And he was a big piece of the Hot Bunch, as I call them. And I will put a link on how to get her book. You can pre-order it now. The Rock Chick Revolution. Next up is also Shelley Crane is coming out with the book in a day or two, I believe. It's Smash Into You. Now, I was introduced to Shelley Crane's books with the Significant series and Collide. And Significant series, she is, let me back it up. She is an indie writer. Same with Christian Ashley. Now she's no longer, she's with Forever Romance. But Shelley Crane is still an indie writer and she has a movie coming out. Even reading when I read Significance, I would say a year ago, the whole series, well, I was waiting for the last one to come out. I was thinking this is going to be the next Twilight or something. It was very sweet. She does YA, so it's appropriate for young adults. And what's funny about it when I say that is one of the main characters in the movie is going to be casted. Actually, is coming from Twilight. Marcus is going to be played by a guy, the guy that was in love with Bella's character at the high school. He's going to be in that movie, and there's going to be also another well-known author. They haven't announced the females that are part of this series that's in the movies, but I'm excited to see what happens, and I'll give you information as I get it and post it. So her Smash Into You is coming out because everything she writes is so good in a couple of days, and I will post information below this podcast so you'll have more detail. Next, alert, 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 Sylvia Day, her Crossfire series got picked up by Liongate for a television series. So, very, very congratulatory to you. Ava and G9 will be on TV soon. Don't know any information other than that, but we'll keep you abreast on what I know and post that too. And so next, I'll also talk about True Blood. True Blood, as if you've been following me on Facebook or anywhere else, I talk about True Blood. I'm a fan of True Blood and the book series, the Sookie Stackhouse series. Just want to give everybody a heads up that the last show of the season is going to be next Sunday, so don't miss that one. The next off is 50 Shades of Grey will be... If you haven't heard already, it's actually going to be in North America, August 1st of 2014. So check your local listings on that one when that's coming out. So Charlie Tangle will be landing here soon. And so the information that I do have, because the characters are not released yet and who's going to play who, the casting characters... I do have some information about USA Today. She had reported to USA Today that she's working on an unpublished book that she wrote back in 2009. It's going to be a two-book series. Don't know when that's going to come out, but look out for that. And, of course, I'm going to let you know the latest and greatest. Once I find out, I will be posting it. And she was also asked if she was going to be writing that POV, that point of view of Christian Grey. And she answered, maybe one day. So we'll see. And I have embedded that article also below this podcast so you can read more about that too. Now, before there was E.L. James, there was Zane the author. She's very popular in the African-American community as a great adult romance book writer. I'm excited to say that she was spotted in New York with her cast group of, they have been filming Addicted. Her book was turned into, or was bought up by Liongate, and they're producing it, and they started filming in October 2012, directed by Billy Woodruff. And Zane was in New York, spotted with the cast, and let me tell you who the cast is. Of course, the story's about Zoe, and Zoe's going to be played by Sharon Leal. And if you don't know who Sharon Leal is, the actress that played in Dreamgirls, and she also did Why Did I Get Married and many other movies. Her husband's going to be played Boris Kojo. Hello, definitely going to be seeing that one. Tasha Smith, William Levy, and also Tyson Beckford. So that's going to be really hot. So I'm excited to hear about that. And hopefully that date of release date will be coming up soon. I haven't seen it yet, so I will be reporting that as soon as I hear it. The next thing is good too. Drum roll, please. Terry McMillan is coming out with the new book. It's called Who Asked You? It's coming out September 17th, and I'm going to add the synopsis below this podcast. excited to hear that she's coming out with a new book. And we'll let you know any more information. And some other news in book world. Jeff Bezos, founder of Amazon, is buying the Washington Post. So I've also added that information below this podcast. It's not Amazon that's buying it. It's Jeff Bezos. So that'll be interesting to see what he does with Washington Post with this new internet and things that are going on digitally. I can imagine if Washington Post is losing a lot of money, he would know how to bring it back. And then there's another article that was published here recently. CEO Patrick M. Bryan of Overstock.com reported to CNET that he was declaring war on Amazon and he was going to price, you know, everything below whatever Amazon, 10 cents. If they price it 10 cents, he's going to price it 9 cents. So I don't know about you. I don't know what's going to happen with that. Love to hear your comments about that. Hear what you have to say about that. I also embedded that interview with USA Today. Was it US? No, CNET. I'm sorry. CNET. Below this post. Be interesting to hear what your thoughts are about that. And I had a conversation with one of my friendly indie authors, and hopefully our indie authors and authors in general will not be slighted on their pay when they try to sell their books from this war going back and forth. Okay, and next up is I'm going to talk about young adult books that are turning into movies. And first off, The Mortal Instruments, City of Bones, that's releasing August 21st. I'm sure you've seen the trailers that are out there. I read the first book, really, really, you know, interesting. It was good. It was action-packed. Hopefully the book to movie will go over well. And the ending was surprising, which is a shocker for me because usually I can tell how the ending's going to go. With this one, I didn't really see that coming. So check that out if you get a chance. The next two movies that are turning into books, I don't necessarily have read or that's like my woo-woo genre, but Percy, I could tell you, like Percy Jackson and Lightning Thief, I could say that's one that I've read to my son. And Percy Jackson and the Sea Monsters coming out. It's actually out now. That's PG, so the preteens and teenagers can go see that one, and I'm sure they'll enjoy that. And there's a book series out there. You can buy it pretty much everywhere. Walmart, Target, also online. And then there's Ender Games. And I've never heard of this until I saw the book trailer, and it was coming out on Comic-Con. One thing that caught my eye, Harrison Ford is going to be in it, and he plays a main character in it. Ender Games is authored by Orson Scott, and you might want to check that book out. It's more of a preteen, probably teenage book. It releases November 1st. So I'm excited. I like the trailer so far. It looks like it's going to be a good one. And next up, of course, The Hunger Games Catching Fire sequel is coming out November 22nd. And love The Hunger Games. If you haven't been following me, I post that stuff all the time, any new information. And then The Vampire Academy, they're currently filming that right now. And that's a very popular book, YA book series by Rachel Meads. It's coming out February 14th, 2014. And as I get more information, I'll post more information on that. That should be a really good, exciting one. Very popular in that particular genre. So we'll see what happens with that. And then, last but certainly not least, Divergent is coming out March 21st, 2014. And I've been posting like crazy about any kind of new information that I know about Divergent. The good news is, while we wait for a Divergent to come out, Allegiant, the third book of this series, is coming out October 22nd. Can't wait till that comes out. Excited to see what happens in this world, and I don't want to spoil, so I won't say anything other than that. So this is a good segue into our interview that's coming up with Branded Authors. Because I would say their book kind of fits in the Divergent / Hunger Games area. Is very action-packed without the sci-fi. And they developed this world that you could totally see this possibly happening someday if the world continues, or if the wrong person in power gets to brainwash you and thinking that this is the way the world should be. So without further ado, I'll say enjoy listening in on our interview. Can you first give us a little introduction about, like, give us the setting of the beginning of the book? And then I'll start asking questions afterwards. Abby or Missy? Go ahead.
Yeah, we're here. We're just trying to figure out how we want to explain. Well, Abby and I had read a lot of other books before, and we had talked about what we did or did not like. So it's kind of how we ended up writing together. But Abby came up with the concept of using the seven sins and branding people with them. So based off of that, we knew that it was going to end up being a dystopian society. That obviously any society that labels its people with their sins would be a negative thing. So it's pretty easy to build the world around that as far as, you know, making it violent, you know, just a lot of violence and mistrust and just, you know, there'd be glimmers of hope through it. But for the most part, it's pretty gritty. Yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, it came up with Lexi in a sense of, how I come up with the ideas is I run and I listen to music. And depending on what I'm listening to, I just kind of get ideas into my head. And the one day I kind of thought of The Scarlet Letter and being, you know, pretty much recognized by everything that she had committed this, you know, adultery. And so then I kind of thought about, okay, what if everybody was kind of marked with, you know, every crime that they would do, and that's kind of how much I put out, or how I kind of came up with the idea of the seven sins. And then I thought, okay, what if they're branded with, you know, a color of the seven sins? And actually, if you Google it, the sins have colors. And then I was trying to think of how an area would be completely, you know, chaos and violent and, you know, you think of a jail, but obviously all of them are behind bars. But if they break out, I mean, you know, they go crazy, they're violent, they, you know, just go loose on each other. So it was kind of more or less of thinking of, you know, the sinners being branded and sent to the hole, which is basically a bunch of prisoners without any protection, like without any quarters. I mean, they're living amongst each other, and obviously when you're going to put murderers together and rapists together and things like that, things were going to happen. And so then we kind of came up, you know, that that would be what the commander thought of the fall of the world. You know, that that was at fault for all the sins. So that's kind of where the basis came from. Some people say it's, you know, a mix of that and Shawshank Redemption, but at the same time, you know, I mean, that was a jail that was obviously more organized.
Yeah.
And so I never really thought of that movie, but people kind of look at it as, you know, that sense. But, I mean, for me, it was just, I kind of came up with, you know, the seven deadly sins and just being marked with, you know, the color of the sins, being branded as a sin so that everybody was aware of what they, you know, they committed. And so for Lexi, it was basically, obviously, she was wrongly accused. But, you know, in this society, when you're accused of a crime, the judicial system is gone. So you have, you know, no right to back it up or fight it. And for her, her mom accused her. And, you know, when your mom accuses you of being a sinner, you have nothing to stand against. And so, you know, Lexi, we wanted to make a strong character, and, you know, she goes in there, she's not fighting it, she's not going, I'm innocent, you know, she just wants to survive and get out of there, so, you know, that's kind of where we came up with her. You know, we definitely wanted a strong female, but also, you know, one that grows through each story, and, you know, as you watch our stories, she grows, and, gets stronger and becomes a different person. So You know, at the same time, he wanted a strong character, but also one that had weaknesses and downfalls, obviously. So,
and she's still young.
Yeah.
I mean, she's still young. So, yeah, that was kind of our basis. And you know, if people say, you know, how do you come up with everything? But it's funny because you come up with these characters and they kind of almost tell you, what to do, what to write, what they want to do next. So
how did you guys work together on this? Like, how did you put the words together? Did one do one chapter, did the other chapter?
Yeah, it kind of depended on what we were writing and who had the time to do it, honestly. Because, I mean, when we started, it was just for fun. So there were times when, you know, Abby was going to write a scene that she really wanted to do, or that, you know, in writing something that it took her there. And then there were other times where, you know, I was writing and I, you know, put stuff in, and then we would just go back and forth, honestly. It's kind of nice because it's fresh feedback every time, you know. I don't know, one of us got stuck, you know, we would read it and then kind of go with it and go, you know. But also, we wrote where our strengths are. Missy's strengths are definitely, you know, the fighting and the violence and the action.
You know, people that know me know that I, you know, wrote, you know, that you know, that people won't know, but with Alyssa, I mean, that, you know, that's personal, that's where I've been. I'm a hospice nurse, and, So, you know, I mean, that is a very real thing that happens, and so, for me, my best scenes are the emotional scenes, you know, that are,
And this is Abby, or who's saying this? Abby?
Yes, this is Abby. Abby,
okay.
Yes. You know, but Missy has, like, you know, martial arts background and stuff like that. And, I mean, there are times that I wrote things where I was like, a left uppercut, and Missy would be like, you can't do a left uppercut because they're saying that. And there were times where I got to a part where it got technical in the hospital, and I was like, okay, it's your turn. So I kind of worked out. You know, it's funny. I mean, you know, we've never fought. We've always kind of connected, and we always, like, came up with these ideas that were almost the same. And, like, the scariest thing, I think, that happened between us was we came up with this one character, and we hadn't talked about the name of the character at all. We didn't even discuss him. And all of a sudden, like, Missy started freaking out because I named this guy Wilson, and she was like, I was thinking the same exact name.
Now, you say that she was a good balance between you two. Who would you say, for each one of you, is your favorite character in the book, and why?
You want to go first, or do you want me to?
I have no use.
You? Yeah.
I mean, to write? Yeah. She's probably the most fun to write, only because both of us are animal lovers, and I think, like, just adding a dog into the mix is just so much fun. Frank thinks that he has to do it. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, he was a sense of humor part of it, too, but for me, I think, you know, since I wrote, like, a lot of the emotional scenes and relationship stuff, Cole is my favorite character. I obviously love Lexi, but I completely fell in love with Cole because, you know, I tried to make him as real as I could.
I think we all fell in love with Cole.
But, yeah, I mean, it's hard to write a guy that, you know, obviously is going to be also a tough guard, but have a soft side to him. And, you know, a lot of people say it was an instant love thing where, you know, if you look at the situation where they were at and their lives they were at and the things that they were going through, I mean, they were together 24/7.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was a teenager once. And, you know, when you're with somebody that's protecting you and you're with someone that obviously cares for you,
it's attractive.
Yeah. You're going to start having feelings. Yeah. No, you're going to start having feelings for people.
If you do a lot of studies with any, like, military studies, you know, even snipers from a far away distance can learn to identify with the people that they are watching. So it's not unreasonable that he would feel that way toward her. So that was fun, right?
Yeah, that was fun. And, you know, that was, we didn't want an instant love. And, you know, I don't know if they realized that it was weeks and months and things that went over, but, you know, if I was around a guy 24/7 that, you know, was protecting me, and you could see at points that he cared, and, you know, that he was starting to soften. And especially seeing how he was with Alyssa, I mean, you know, that was a breaking point for both of them, to see that caring aspect. So, yeah, I mean, that's the hardest part when people say it was an instant love, because, you know, it wasn't. And, you know, to say, you know, that she was okay being with him, and, you know, not in a sexual sense, but an intimate sense. But she, you know, she wasn't raped. And, you know, when you go into her, she wanted to move on to her work. Well, you know, she wanted to move on. I mean, you know, she wanted to feel loved again. The only person she ever felt loved was, you know, her father. So, yeah, I mean, that kind of stuff, I don't know. Just that I fell in love with the relationship of writing Cole and showing his changing heart. And, yeah, I love writing him.
So what kind of things would you like the readers to get from your book, if anything?
I mean, for me, is actually the quote, you can overcome anything short of death. You know, that you can overcome anything that's put in front of you. The quote actually is Zaddy. It actually is something that my father has taught me and said to me over and over and over again throughout my life. And it just kind of stuck with me because, you know, no matter what you go through, no matter what people think of you, you know, and the roller coasters of life and pain and suffering, obviously we all have that. We have down times, up times, but no matter what, you can always overcome something short of death. And so, you know, to show her, and, you know, in the beginning, I mean, she thought her only outlet was, you know, to end her life. Yeah. So, you know, and that's kind of where that comes from, and showing that, okay, you know what, my father made it real to me that I need to fight for my life. And, you know, she took off and started running, and then she's growing through just surviving. And I think, you know, just trying to survive everything that's thrown at you, you know, life is hard no matter, you know, what you do. Yeah, I mean, it's just tough, and it's, you know, survival is tough, but, you know, you can overcome anything short of death, and you can, you know, take on every battle as it is, or, you know, some of the things that people say, you just have to shrug off your shoulder and let it go. And I think, you know, with her, she wasn't trying to say, you know what, I'm not who they say I am. I wasn't sleeping around. I wasn't sleeping with somebody, you know. It wasn't what she was trying to prove. She was trying to prove, you know, she could survive, and she was stronger, and, you know, she wanted to just get out of there, not, you know, really so much prove her innocence. Just, you know, she wasn't meant to be there, and that was her focus. So the takeaway from the book for me, it's, you know, just stand up for yourself and what you believe in, and not worry what others think of you, and, you know, love yourself and know that you can overcome anything as long as you, you know, put a foot in front of the other and go for it.
All right.
So that's me.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess the next question I would ask, and I have had this discussion with a friend of mine after reading your book, trying to actually figure out what genre to put in when I do my review on this book, because I want to call it young adult. I also want to call it new adult. And I also want to put action next to it, too. What would you define were your category and genre of your book? So to tell the readers.
It's actually a genre that kind of doesn't exist. Missy and I really, no, it's the truth. Missy and I really discussed that, we wanted to write a true dystopian that didn't have any sci-fi in it. And when you look at genres, most of the dystopians have some sort of sci-fi.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, ours is a mix between what we've been told, mature young adult, which is 16 plus, and then some new adult. But I would say mature young adult, basically because obviously we don't have that sexual content. I mean, but, you know, with violence, they can argue it in that aspect. So it's kind of between young adult, mature young adult, and new adult, basically. We were told because of the ages of the character that it would have to be new adult, which I don't really technically agree with. But, you know, if new adult didn't exist, I would say mature young adult, 16 plus.
Okay. And spoiler alert, I'm going to ask a question about the next book. I am anxious to read number 2. You kind of left us, and I will say it's not a cliffhanger, folks, thank goodness, but yet it was leaving us with, okay, so how is she going to move forward? I don't want to give anything away. How is she going to move forward? Is there a second book? And if there is a second book, are you working on that now? And when do we seem to look at, you know, when can we look for it?
There is a second book, and we are working on it right now.
Yippee!
We're aiming for around December, January at this point. So we are neck deep in writing it, and yeah, that's all.
Any surprises or anything I could ask?
I think you'll definitely see more of the world outside of the whole, this book. People were questioning, like, they didn't really understand the dystopian world, and that was because, the setting was in the hole. This one is more outside of the hole.
You'll see more, you know, the
world outside. More of society outside of it, you know, what's left of it. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
You're like, no.
Anything else you could tell us about the second book?
I'd say we start off with a bang again. Yeah. That was something we liked doing book one, so...
Yeah.
We're definitely, you know, trying to keep up with, you know, the high intensity of action and violence, and we'll have it. It's just going to be a different aspect. And, you know, as far as teasers go, we will have teasers in a sense, but not right now. I mean, the only thing... we will tell you that nobody knows right now is the name of the book.
Okay. Drum. Drum roll. I'll insert a drum roll.
Really?
I'm going to try. Drum roll, please.
The name of the next book is Hunted.
Hunted. All right. I also want to talk about... is there anything that you, in particular as an author, as authors, your goals and aspects, what are your goals as an author for this book?
This is Abby. Basically, you know, as far as goals go, you know, Missy and I wrote this book for ourselves and a hobby, and we just wanted to really... you know, pour our heart and soul into it, and, you know, we figured the only way we would really love a book is if we, you know, we wrote it, and, you know, as far as goals go, we're taking it one day at a time. Anything that happens is, you know, something that we never expected, obviously. You know, we never expected people to love our book as much as we do, and the response that we're getting from people is pretty unbelievable. You know, that they really believe in our book, and they, you know, they can't believe that, you know, they won't believe in the system if it's not a New York Times bestseller, and it's kind of, for us, it's like, what? As far as goals go, I mean, you know, obviously we would love to be published, we would love it to become a movie, but, you know, that's not our goal. Our goal is just to, you know, write a book that people love, and hopefully, you know, we're doing that, and that's our goal. You know, obviously, like, it's not something that, you know, we have high expectations for. We're being realistic. you know, and but we're, like I said, we never expected to write a second book, and people were kind of just like, yeah, we want to read more. And for us, I mean, that was shocking, you know, that people love the book that much that they want us to keep writing. So, you know, obviously, you know, we just want to be respected authors, and people, you know, love our stories. You know, that's definitely, you know, the most important thing, to me, at least, you know, people connect with our characters and love the story as much as Missy and I do, I think.
Well, I, as for me, as a fan of your book and really enjoying reading your book, it was a breath of fresh air to read something so different, so unique, but yet still had all those equations that I liked. I liked the fact that it was really, when I first read the book, I got sucked in. It starts off with a bang, as you call it, and I kept reading it and reading it. It's one of those books that you read until you complete it, because you want to know what happens from the next step to the next thing. And, you know, you go through emotional roller coasters, just like what I love in a book. You get invested in the characters, and you want to see the ending, and hopefully a happily ever after, and not a cliffhanger that has me going, ah, I gotta know what the next book is. Because, yeah, and those are things that, you know, I thoroughly enjoyed about the book. And me being a fan of, like, The Hunger Games and Divergent, this was similar in that, and I'm also a fan of new adult books, so that kind of was a really good mix in young adult books of what I like to read. And I just couldn't believe that you guys, when I did talk to you, weren't published already, and a movie coming up, you know, later, but I think that shall come in the future, you know, that's what I predict. But last question I have for you guys, what would you like to tell the fans? Now they have an opportunity to verbally say what you like to say to all your fans. What would you like to say to your fans?
Thank you. Well, it's a good thing. Thank you, because a lot of our fans were really dedicated. They went on all of our sites where we're selling our book and wrote reviews to help us. Being really supportive. We've had a lot of support on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, pretty much everything that we're on. We've had people reach out to us. We've had people send us mail, which is crazy for us, but it's incredible. It's nice to have that support. And I think, too, I mean, most of the ones that blow me away are the bloggers that, you know, are going out of their way to try everything to promote our book.
Yeah.
And get the word out, and, you know, most of them are like, it's just going to take time, you know, it's going to take time for the word to get out and to pass around, and, you know, Missy and I, we're patient. I mean, right now, we're letting Brandon do his thing, and hopefully do his thing, and, you know, we're just going to go on and write Hunted and put our heart and soul into that book, because that's where we need to be, and, you know, stop worrying about, you know, Brandon. I think, you know, we've done our part, we wrote the book. You know, we have the support system we need, and obviously, you know, we're gaining more support. I mean, we gained you, and I mean, that's what blows us away when, you know, a blogger that comes out, we're like, oh my goodness gracious, like, you know, it wasn't a blogger we went to, and we're like, please, you know, review our book, and, you know, do what you think, and the funny thing was, for me, for Abby, I sent as many bloggers as I could chapter one. And even with bloggers that say, you know what, I don't read dystopians, I'm like, okay, just read chapter one. If you don't like it, that's fine. And, you know, even with bloggers that just do contemporary romance, nobody said no. And that was, I mean, that was amazing. But we had a lot of support even before the book came out. But, you know, as much as, like, we call our street team, our support system, you know, they're working their hardest to, you know, come up with ideas. But I think the most amazing thing is, you know, our bloggers are our biggest fans right now, and even some of our readers that, you know, were contemporary romance readers only and then took a chance on our book and were like, you know what, this is a fresh air, amazing, we need to go with this. You know, so, yeah, our fans keep us going. Our fans want us to, you know, keep us wanting to write.
I know that. I don't think we ever expected to have fans, to tell you the truth. You know, I mean, we were just hoping someone would, like, you know, read our book and like it. So.
Well, I certainly enjoyed it, and I appreciate it, and hopefully you guys will, after this interview, we'll go get the book and check it out, and the next thing you do is write a review. Tell them what you think. They love to hear what you have to say, and on the bottom of this podcast, I'll have all the information that you can get in touch with the author, and keep an eye on what's coming up next, especially Hunted, that's coming out. I'm so excited. I can't wait till this comes out in December. And I definitely will be looking to get a good sneak peek on what's going on with that book so I can read it to you guys or get it to you, to the readers that are fans of this book also. So thank you again for talking to me and stopping by my blog, Abby and Missy. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
I certainly appreciate it. And hopefully the next time we talk about Hunted. And we talk about all the great things that are happening next with you. So keep an eye out on these two. They're going places. And thank you. Wow. Thank you, Missy and Abby, for being my first author interview. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate all the new information you gave me and the insight on your book and the new book coming up. I'll be definitely watching you and see how you guys progress, because I know that this book will soar and they have a winner here. So I have next up for the author interview is Violet Jabrinsky. She's written Taken by the Moonlight and many other more books, and recently published Colorblind, which I have posted on my currently reading spiel. You must check it out. We'll be discussing her latest release and also talking about the popularity, the rise in popularity of interracial romance books. She is an author of interracial romance books, and I have been reading her books and really, really enjoyed the flow of and the progression of this book. You know, the popularity of different Scandal and different shows that are out there. Love to hear what she has to say about that. So stay tuned, and I'll be announcing that soon when that will be posted too. Now, if you're interested in following my posts, my podcast, the newest news, you can register on my blog. Also follow me on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handler is Andrea Book Blog, and I would love to hear from you. I love talking, interacting, especially when I'm currently reading something. I am one to go out and tweet the author and ask what they're doing in the book, especially if it's a good one. If you hear from me, you know I'm really digging your book. Okay. And so last and finally, also, I'd like to talk about if there's any news that I'm missing, or if you'd like to sponsor a podcast, please feel free to do so. You can go to my contact tab on my website and email me, and we can discuss further on that. So I'd like to say thank you for taking the time out to listen. I love feedback, good or bad. Go ahead, let me know what you think. And if there's any missing news that I had, and send me an email, shot me an email, or even comment on this blog post. And until I talk to you again, and until our next podcast, happy reading!